Hello, it's good to have you join us on Ecom Connect. This is our usual 10 minutes gist. My name is Everex, the king of African podcast, and I have here with me very beautiful girls. Like I told us in the morning, I'll be having the booze in the house. I have three angels, and you know what the Bible says, that blessed are thou amongst women. I think I feel so blessed that I have this beautiful girls. Actually, they are sisters and they are the most intelligent people we have in Cross River State at the moment. Yes, I'm proud to say that because they are smart. They all look alike. They're very beautiful. I think you want to hear their voices. So let me start with the first person I have here. Hello, Peace. Can you tell us about yourself?
Hello, Mr. Rex. Good evening. And good evening to you who's listening to me right now. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I hope you had a beautiful time with your spouse and loved one. I hope you stayed together, you stayed glued together all through today, and I hope you had a wonderful time. I am Peace Mbu, a graduate of the Department of Anatomical Sciences, University of Calabar. Welcome on today's 10 Minute Gist on Ecom Connect. I hope you have the best of 10 minutes yet. Thank you.
All right, thank you so very much. It's good to know you, Peace Mbu. So come on, Joy, can you tell us about yourself?
Hello, people. Good evening. I'm Mbu Joy Nja. I'm a student of the Department of Computer Science in the University of Calabar. I'm a twin. You're two beautiful girls and you're so beautiful. Good to have you here on this 10 minutes gist. Thank you.
All right. Okay, let me announce this, that Peace and Joy are twin, and you just heard their voices. And yeah, I have their elder sister, also very beautiful. Hello, Rita. What's up?
Hello, people. My name is Rita, Pretty Rita, aka Ricky Rita, and I graduated from the University of Calabar, studied in literary studies, and I have a beautiful baby, and I'm not married, and I'm not searching. Thank you, and happy val to you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, you heard their voices. I have Rita, Peace, and Joy. Yes, what a thing that every man wants to have, peace and joy. And then Rita, wow. And she has a beautiful baby, like she said. I hope I'll have her one day on the show. All right, so let's go to the topic for the day. Today, we'll be talking something very important. We know it's Valentine and everybody's celebrating. Flowers are exchanging hands, cards are going around, shopping malls are having lots of lovers coming to shop and all of that. But something is missing. There's something we all want to find out. How do you know someone really loves you? That's the topic for tonight. So can I start with Miss Peace? So tell us, how do you know somebody really loves you?
Oh, and Mr. X, this is something that I've been struggling with myself over the years. But then I figured that I think I know one or two things that I'd be expecting from someone who says he loves me. So I'm going to share it with all of us listening to me right now. Love is simple yet complicated. So it's not so easy to figure out from someone, say a guy who says he's in love with me, I can't exactly tell. But when someone says he loves you or is in love with you, there are key things I expect that the person should do. One of them is giving you attention, all of the attention you'd probably need from a guy if you're a lady. And another is, of course, action speaks louder than words. You should go the extra mile always to see to it that you're doing well, to provide for you, whether materially or otherwise. Yeah, I think that's about my idea of someone who really loves you.
Wow, that was a great one. So let's get Miss Joy's view. How do you know somebody truly loves you?
Love is a good thing, and being in love is a good feeling. A lot of persons say they love, they love, they love. How do I really know if someone loves me? For me, I think I know how a person loves me by the way he treats me. He puts my feelings to consideration. He makes whatever concerns me his priority. He showers me with gifts and gives me his attention. And then he wants to be part of me, everything I do. He wants to know what is happening in my life. That is basics to know if someone really loves me. And then if somebody really loves me, the thing I think I really love to find out in a guy is he loves God. If he loves God, he loves me. Thank you.
Oh, that was a very, very good one. If you love God, you love her. So if you don't love God, then you don't love her. All right, Miss Rita, tell us about love and how you know somebody truly loves you.
Well, basically for me, in fact, I think I just go with Miss Joy and Miss Peace. They said it all. Materially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, most especially for me, spiritually, there should be a connection. Somehow you just know, somehow spiritually you just get to know that this person truly loves me, outside the material things, the time and attention being paid to you. You just find out in your spirit that you know that this person really loves me. So it's more of a spiritual thing for me than the physical, because sometimes a guy may show you or a girl may show you all the care in the world just for the cookie. You understand? It happens. It's something that happens every day. So for me, not just the physical love thing, show care, give me time. It has to do with the spiritual.
All right. So you heard from them. It has to do with the spiritual. If you love God, then you love her. So, you know, sometimes we begin to wonder, because they say human wants are insatiable. There are times when a man proves all these points and women still don't get satisfied.
Exactly.
So how do we manage this, Miss Peace?
Anyway, we could set out all these theories and then it doesn't get to be the same way for you out there. Yes, everybody has their unique experiences. The way I figure out someone truly loves me is not the way you would figure out if someone really loves you. So I'm hoping that...
Okay. She doesn't want to go further. She doesn't, because she's getting emotional. So let's pardon her. Okay, I want to ask this question. I want to ask Miss Peace this question.
Okay, can I answer?
Yeah, you can hop in. Yeah, you can.
Okay, let me just say, you ask some, like, sometimes women are insatiable, right?
Humans,
generally human. Well. It's a normal thing, you know. Probably if we were not having a... Maybe if we were not created the way we are, we'll probably be animals. You understand?
Yeah.
See, the way humans are created, sure, we are always an animal sometimes. Sometimes someone will be showing you all the love and care, time. The person gives you everything in the world. And you're just not showing him back, like no green light, sure, not even a red light, so that he or she will know that you're not interested or you're interested. You just be eating and enjoying yourself, and to your mind you just be telling yourself, let me eat while it lasts. All these guys are the same, or all these girls are the same. So wow, I don't even know what to say. But God will punish anybody that will be showing love and care and time just for you to be sitting down there enjoying yourself, and later you tell me I'm sorry, I'm not interested. Now wow, really, maybe Uncle Resley can help you on this. Seriously.
okay. Yeah, please say.
Okay. I want to say that. Okay, to me, if someone comes to me and says he loves me, and okay, I want to figure out, I want to learn, I want to know if you truly love me, I want to look and say, I give you time, the things you do, all of what I mentioned earlier, they are there. And then I get to know that you say you love me and you don't love God, then you haven't started, you don't love me at all. We are different, we differ, human beings are different. So if the way I try to figure out if you love me is different from the way other persons try to figure out if someone loves her.
He's saying that. He's saying that. What's the question again?
Okay, the second question was, humans or women are insatiable. No matter what you do for a woman. No matter what you do for a woman, both women and human, are insatiable. Yes, it happens to everybody, even myself. Sometimes, okay, let's use Romeo and Juliet for instance. Yes, he died for love. Saint Valentine, to an extent, got a lot of pains for love. But I believe if that lady was still alive, she would still not be satisfied. She would still want him to do more to show that he loves her. This same thing killed Samson in the Bible. We all know that story. That proved to me that you love me and told me where this, your strength lays. And the moment he did that, he lost his life. So she never even loved him. You can see. So we keep trying to prove that we love someone and it's insatiable. Like, you can't really get to that point where you can, the person can just get total satisfaction that, okay, for real, I give up, you love me and I'm no longer expecting more.
People, so at a point you tell a girl you love her, you don't really need to prove that much. Another, you have to go a long way to prove that you love her. So for me, I think the way I have someone prove to me that he loves me is different from the way another person has to prove. So that is it.
Oh well, Twini, that's very true, by the way. But then I feel if you're trying to show someone out there that you truly, truly have feelings for the person, and the person is giving you this turn down spirit all the time, there's time for everything. You have to move on with your life. There are so many fishes in the river. Yes, and there's someone out there who is really open to love you back, even much more than you'd ever think of receiving. And then to you who is so bent on turning a girl down, who is telling you that she loves you or he loves you and you're not opening up, why now? Please, open up. It's the season of love. Let the love that comes with Valentine's season affect your heart and accept that brother out there and tell him that you love him right back and don't put him through so much stress. Please, be open to love and let love find you as well. Yeah, that's
it. And if you're a guy, you've been preaching love to a girl for a long time, and the girl hasn't given you a reply, then there is no need. You're on a long thing. Move on, please.
All right, we all heard that. These beautiful ladies have trashed it all. If you're in love with someone and you're proving and it doesn't seem to be working, please move on. Move on with your life. There are many fishes in the river, like Peace said. And also, like Joy rightly pointed out, that one man's food is another man's poison, because the way you're trying to prove to Miss A that you love her, Miss B might be dying to want those kind of proofs. Like, you're talking about, if the person fears God and loves God, he loves you. There can be a guy or a girl out there who wants somebody who doesn't really fear God but loves you. So I think it's a thing that we all have to settle our minds down, and we all have to get there, because love is all over the air and you can cut love. It's even funny, because even Jesus that died for all of us in the Christendom, as we preach, we still have not been able to love him back as much as he did love us. So I think that's the far we can go on this gist tonight. I want to say a very big thanks to you for joining us, Miss Peace.
Thank you very much. I love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, Miss Rita, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Love you all.
All right, Miss Joy, thank you so very much for joining us. Can you tell us something that we should go home and sleep with, Miss Joy?
Okay, yes, I have something to say. There's no greater love than the love of Christ. God gave us the greatest example for love, to show love to one another. And then you should know that love is a good thing. And if you say you love someone without giving an action, by proving it, then it's fraud. For the word love itself is a verb, and then without action it's useless. Stay cool and be fine. Happy Valentine Day to you, my people. Stay cool, I love you all. Happy Valentine Day.
All right, from Ecom Connect, we love you and want to say have a blessed night. Join us on all our social media handles. We are on Instagram, we are on Twitter, Connect Ecom. We have a YouTube channel. Subscribe on our YouTube channel on YouTube, and then also join us on Instagram, Ecom_Connect TV. We're also on Facebook, and we hope to get your reviews, we hope to get your messages. You can also send us text messages on the number +234 70 643 5533 070 643 5533. Good night and have a wonderful time. Please join us in our next episode, because I'll still have some guests who'll be touching some more important issues. Thanks for joining us, and God bless you. Bye.
Bye bye.
I love you, man.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.